marks another turning point in the history of Ghana's democratic journey. There will be a colorful handing over ceremony between the president-elect Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo and outgoing president John Mahama. Nana Akufo-Addo will be the fifth president of the Fourth Republic. We bring you a profile of the incoming president in this piece.
Fellow Ghanaians, you have not elected me to serve one party, but to serve the entire nation. The president of Ghana is president for every single Ghanaian, without discrimination, malice, or ill will.
Born in 1944, Nana Akufo-Addo's desire to occupy the highest office of President of Ghana started in 1992 when he contested the NPP primaries with the likes of Professor Edu Buahin and J. Akufo, but lost. He finally got the nod to lead the NPP in 2008 after defeating 16 other contestants. In the general election against Professor Evans Atta-Mills that year, he won the first round but could not secure the 50+1 vote needed to be president. Nana Akufo-Addo lost in the second round to Professor Atta-Mills. Nana Addo again won the party's primaries in 2010 but lost the general election to John Dramani Mahama in 2012. He was unperturbed and came back to secure over 90% of the votes in the 2014 primaries. This time, his persistence paid off as he emerged victorious in a keenly contested election which has succeeded in dislodging an incumbent for the first time.
Mr. John Dramani Mahama of the NDC had 4,713,277 votes, being 44.40%. Mr. Nana Akufo-Addo of the New Patriotic Party had 5,716,026 votes, being 53.85%. On the basis of the foregoing figures and by the power vested in me as the chairperson of the Electoral Commission and the returning officer for the presidential election, it is my duty and my privilege to declare Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo as a president-elect of the Republic of Ghana.
Nana Akufo-Addo grew up in Gamami, the central part of Accra, and the Nimo suburbs, also in Accra. He had his primary education at the Government Boys School and later Roy Road School, both in Accra Central. Nana went on to England's Homewood House Prep School before attending Lancing College, Sussex, to study for his ordinary and advanced level examinations. In 1964, he read economics at the University of Ghana, Lagos. He went on to read law in the UK and was called to the English Bar, Middle Temple in July 1971. He comes from a family where public service is considered a duty and an honor. His father's residence, Betty House at Kolewokon in Accra, was the headquarters of the country's first political party, the United Gold Coast Convention UGCC, which was formed at Salt Pond on August 4, 1947. Three of the big six were Nana's blood relatives, J.B. Dankwa and William Ufuriata, were his grand uncles and his father, Edward Akufo-Addo, who became a Chief Justice of Ghana and later ceremonial President of the Republic from 1969 to 72. Nana led the famous Kumipreku demonstration in 1995 to demand withdrawal of the then-introduced VAT by Jerry John Rawlings. As an accomplished lawyer, President-elect Akufo-Addo worked as associate counsel with top international law firm Frere Coudet in Paris, France from 1971 to 75, moving to Ghana to become a junior member of the chambers of UV Campbell from 1975 to 1979. In 79, he co-founded the law firm Akufo-Addo Prempeh & Co., which has become one of the most successful law firms in Ghana. He has trained some of Ghana's distinguished lawyers, including Supreme Court Judge Tufaya Akufo, Dana Ferrier-Bois of GBC's What Do You Know fame, Brookman Emisa, former Attorney General Joe Gatte, S. Lowusu, Akoto Ampao, and Yoni Kulendi. Among them is lawyer Atachia.
One thing that can never be lost on even his worst enemy is his intellectual capacities. Akufo-Addo has a razor-sharp mind. is a man who developed the potential of another man, and even if he can become better than him. If you have time to look at some of the seminal cases in the Supreme Court, I can assure you that he was the one who championed. The classical one is the Tufuor versus Attorney General, where we want to talk about the fact that there is separation of powers, that the executive cannot disturb the judiciary and the rest of it. He came from him, and several of the decided cases. So our constitutional history can never be written without giving due regard to Akufo-Addo and his advocacy at the bar. What is very good for everybody who went through Akufo-Addo Prepare School, and I as one of them, is a simple fact that we never met a lazy man. He was so detail-oriented that you sort of shiver to present your best work before him, because he will tear your work into shreds.
For Lawyer Kwame Kufu, the president-elect is a symbol of honesty and integrity.
When you go to the newly constructed court complex, you will see the quotation by Stuart C.J., very famous case of Tufo with the Attorney General. The law, the life of the Constitution is a living organism, capable of development. That was the famous Tufo.
53-year-old Nana Asante Bedi.